who turned your lights on this morning? I did. No, you didn't. I said, somebody else turned them on. You just flipped the switch. And I said, something else. I said, well, who said? I did. No, you didn't. Well, that's, I said, no, it ain't different. You made the statement you didn't need nobody. I said, you got to have somebody to survive. We all depend on somebody else. Some of them I have to depend on. I wish I didn't.
I was going to ask you, you're talking about the people that owned the drugstore. Who was there just one local doctor back then, or did you have to go to Atlanta?
No, doctors back in those days made house calls.
Okay.
Now, the doctor that when we lived over here, he made a house call and a horse and buggy.
Wow. But
then we had uptown, we had Dr. Ezard. And Dr. Lyon used to be the part-time. And then downtown we had Dr. Lyon was downtown, and Dr. Ezra was uptown. And then we had a dentist called Dr. Dumas. And then there was another doctor. What was his name? But Dr. Ezra was the old original one. He's the family doctor for the most people.
He made house calls, so you could just call him
anytime
and he'd come to your house?
Most people didn't call him because most people couldn't call him. Most people would send somebody after him. Mm-hmm. But they had, Dr. Ezard was still making house calls when my wife's daddy died, which was in 50-something. I called him, and they were living at Alpharetta, and I called him, and he came up there. He was having a heart attack. And
now you couldn't find anybody to do that for you? If you probably offered him all the money in the world to make a house call, it'd be hard, wouldn't it?
I was reading something the other day about some doctor in some town that had gone back to the old method and was making house calls. Well, nowadays, you can't even get them on the phone. Let's look at them.
That's the truth.
You can't.
You have to make an appointment to talk to the doctor.
Well, you can't. I had some complications with some of my medical bills. I got a doctor from my... Yes, ma'am.
Hi, excuse me. Did you do something with the tomatoes?
There's two baskets sitting on the carport.
Oh, they're on the car. I knew they were on the porch, and I was trying to give them away, and I was telling everybody they were on the porch, and I walked out there, and they weren't.
Well, they're on the carport.
Okay, all right. Excuse me.
Don't give them all, because this young lady right here is going to get some of them.
Okay. You better get them quick, because I've got some others coming to get them.
No, I started then. I kept getting letters from them, and I'd call, try to call, couldn't get anybody, couldn't get anybody. So the other day I said, well, let's go to the office. So I went up and I told the guy, I said, I need to talk to the bookkeeper. She's busy, she can't talk to you. Give me your number and she'll call you.
Oh,
and this was a week ago, and she ain't called me yet.
After you went all the way up there?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
But I just, if I get another bill from them, I'm going to throw it in a trash can.
Call you.
Yeah, so if somebody calls me, I don't intend to even acknowledge I'm getting a bill. What it is it's something that they haven't filed. On one of my, I've got two different, I rarely ever have to pay anything more than sometimes I'll have to pay $4 or $10, but this one particular doctor, he's, I don't know what it is, and I really don't care because I've tried every way I could to pay it.
Have you ever noticed any different ways of talking around here? Like, are there any old words that people used to use that they don't use anymore? Or